the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studio.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
I just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
You're pointing at the doggy.
Gummy ball.
Previous.
No worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
the
problem?
The real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, the Olympics edition. Is what I would be saying if not for the bloody Rona. Wow, can you believe we are only 12 months away from the 2020 Olympic Games? It's come along so quick, hasn't it? Hello again, Joel Kasem is my name and I am very excited to say more than half of Across the Park has now returned to the studio. And I would very much like to give you a very big welcome to our very small sports program. And by our, I mean our favourite bronze medalist, it's Gabby Morris.
Yay.
Oh, God. That was bad.
No, that's good.
A bad air horn.
So right now, Gabby is on a camera call, and the camera is where Gabby usually sits, and we're waving to her. Hi, Gab.
Hi, Gab. So as I said, yes,
much prefer this setup
in the introduction,
regardless of COVID.
Are you saying you don't want to be in a room with the both of us, Gab, at all, ever?
No,
ever again,
not at all.
Oh, that's harsh.
I'm excited.
Slightly offended.
Yeah,
that's okay. Also joining us is the man who cleans the pools. It's Mick Rad.
Excuse me.
You just gave me the worst look. Okay.
Hello, I have come to clean the pool.
Gabby, come back.
I don't know if we can continue being on air after that.
Why am I cleaning pools? What's that in reference to?
The Olympics. It was all the whole Olympics thing.
Oh.
I wrote that intro before I knew I was coming into the studio, before this was happening.
Yeah.
You wrote that? You actually wrote that?
I wrote all that by myself.
Wow.
With my crayon.
A little bit weak this week. I usually think you do a good job with these introductions, but, not one of your best jobs.
Wow. Okay. No. All right. No,
hey,
that's cool. Go. Talk.
What's on your face?
What do you mean on my face? It's my beard.
Are you talking? Serious beard.
Thanks.
That's what I said when I came in. I actually saw Mick on the weekend. No, was it?
Yeah.
Was it this weekend?
Yeah, we went to the breakaways game.
We did. I saw him at the breakaways game, and I don't remember it being that big. Like in the last week, it's just grown.
Exploded.
So much.
Is that the first social interaction you guys have ever done together?
Yeah, no. last week. No,
not the first time we've been out together.
No, since Arona, it's the first time I've seen Joel in 4 months.
Yeah, that's right. We still haven't seen you though, Gabby.
No.
No.
Have you grown a beard?
How long it can.
Have you grown a beard?
Actually, saying I did, but then I got it threaded off.
Threaded? What's that?
Oh, that's the little where they spin.
It's like a way to.
No. We're not talking about that.
It was so painful, but so good.
No, thank you. Yuck. But no, I did. Yeah, I saw Mick on the weekend and I had my first beer in a pub, I haven't had for months.
We celebrated, well, actually I lost, but we went and commiserated with the Newtown Breakaways, including T, who played in the first division game on Saturday.
Yes.
It was great atmosphere.
For people that are listening, the Breakaways is AFL, so women's AFL.
Yeah, but now also
with the men's
AFL team.
And the men's team played their first ever game, and they won.
I do laugh whenever we say for people who are listening, because it's just like...
I'm like, I'm listening. I already know. I was there, Gabby. So I had my first beer in a pub and that was really exciting.
It tastes good in a pub, doesn't it?
It was like someone else to pour you a beer is really nice.
Yeah. And it's fresh and cold and in a glass.
Yeah.
Like those schooner glasses that you can't get anywhere, which you probably can, but you can't.
You can if you take them home.
Yes.
Best schooner glass you've stolen, Gabby.
Oh.
Gabby? Oh, we've lost her.
Oh, no. We've lost. This is what happens when one third of the team is not in the studio.
I thought. Are you there, Gab? Can you hear us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me talking to myself?
Did you answer my question?
No, what was the question?
I asked you what the best schooner glass you've stolen is.
Oh, no, I've stolen a pint glass. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Guns.
Do you know what? The other day, so I had my first beer at the pub and I was so excited. This was a couple of weeks ago. And I went to the pub and he was pouring me a schooner and I could see it was one of those really annoying schooner glasses that's fat at the top. I hate drinking beers out of fat schooner glasses. Like,
what do you mean fat?
They're kind of like,
that's a standard shape.
Like, they're kind of just like nuggety. You know how like schooner glasses normally are like sort of narrow?
Yeah.
It was like a fat nuggety one where you, it's just like.
Was it like a goblet? Like a goblet one where it's.
Him.
Yeah, it was like a goblet
one. No, it's not a goblet. It's just like, I think it's like an older school kind of Melbourne style schooner glass. And yeah. It's like fatter at the top. And it just. It's like I looked at him and I just was going to be pathetic and go, do you have another glass? You can't do that. That's pathetic.
No, you got to have, yeah, you got to have those standard schooner glasses. Sometimes they have Headmaster written on the side because that's like the standard shape schooner glass.
That's the one. That's the good one.
That's the good one. Yep. That's the standard. Maybe that's a Sydney thing. Maybe you're right. Maybe
no,
Melbourne
because
or...
Melbourne do pints and pots.
Oh, of course. I didn't know what schooners are.
True, that's true. But it kind of looks like a fat pot, maybe that's what I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean. They're sort of stumpy looking.
About like what type of like glassware I drinks from. Like it has to be. I'm really finicky. It's really weird.
That's why I like you. Yeah.
Not weird. It's classic. I'm a weirdo.
Yeah, Mick, how have you been?
I look okay. I don't know. I'm fine. It was good to go to see some sport. I've been to 2 games in a week. I went to the Breakaways on Saturday and went to the Eels last night. It's still, I'm just going to everything I can while we can. Yeah. I know that maybe I shouldn't be associating with people so much, but the numbers are still good in New South Wales, so I'm not actually worried about spreading it or getting it. But I just, you just get this feeling that, you know, this may not last. These current abilities that we have in New South Wales to go and see things and do things. So I'm taking that opportunity while I can.
Fair enough.
Still taking the necessary safety steps. But look, I'm going okay. I'm all right. How about you, Joel?
I'm very well, thank you for asking.
Oh, that's good.
I'm actually... Gabby, how are you?
This is so funny to watch.
How are you, Gab?
I'm good. I had a bit of a moment this week where I just snapped and got really fussy about our entryway. Like, it was really messy and unorganized. So I just, like, ordered these shelves and, like, a shoe rack and just... Wow. Was like really fussing about it quite late on Monday night. And my girlfriend was just like, I think you just need to like, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. You don't need to get so stressed about this. And I go, it is the only thing I can control right now. She looked at me and she was like, okay, then you are right. I will leave you to it. That is absolutely fine. Like I just had a snap. I was just like, I need to fuss over this. I need to be able to control this space.
Has she learned just to step back and just let you do these things and like,
Yeah. Well, I did have a tantrum because I couldn't screw the furniture together and I just like...
I'm so glad you went to the furniture.
Yeah. I kicked it. I just kicked the drill bit.
It wasn't
IKEA,
was
like,
it?
I left it.
No.
I've just been a bit like, you know, I think that the spike has created a sense of anxiety perhaps moving around in the world, so I tell you what though, cleaning your entryway, what a bloody
not a euphemism
that is.
Not a, I was gonna say I had an enema too.
Why is that your entry? That's your exit.
Oh yeah, oops. Depends, it might be both.
Okay, if that's that's fine, that's
it's
fine.
Entry annex. Oh, that is a great euphemism. What are you doing this weekend? I'm cleaning my entryway.
It's a new sec, new across the
across the bum hole.
Across the porn. Okay, how are you, Joel? Yeah, no, look, I'm all right. Really excited to be back in the studio though. This is I mean, I've forgotten how many weeks we've done the show at home. I think it was 14, 13 or 14, plus maybe the 3 weeks before that when everything really kicked off, we actually didn't do anything.
That's right.
We had just some specials playing, I think. I can't remember. So I'm very excited and I'm really excited to be pressing buttons again. I've got my little, I've got two screens here. Gabby, you can might be able to see. I've got the two screens back. I've got my big desk, everything I need. Is it okay? Just give me like a couple of seconds just to press a few buttons. Would that be okay? I'm just...
Yep, go on, Joel.
They haven't been pressed for so long.
Go on.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Go on.
We'll just see what happens.
Nah. Sport.
Testicles.
Oopsie daisies.
I can stand the pit.
Yeah, no worries. I have good footy.
It's just a little
content.
Short.
There's only one thing that really worries me. That's hands.
The multi-award-winning program Across the Park apologises for the current technical issues. Please wait with us while we fix the problem. In the meantime, here's King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
No, we won't play King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. I get played enough here on 2SE, I think.
But I was sweating then. I thought we were going to combust. Oh. We're an octopus just pressing all the buttons.
I know, I'm like a machine.
Yeah, you got a little bit flustered
there. I feel
there.
Much better I got that out of my system.
Steam coming out of your ears. I was like, whoa, buttons.
Yeah. Thank you. Whew. Okay, hey, we can talk sport and I can press the sport button.
Do it. Do it.
It sounds a little something like, where did I leave it? Here.
Short.
Not it, but it's close enough. All right.
Things are getting back. Coming back. Sport's coming back.
Yes.
Even in America, which is ridiculous.
We'll get to American sport very shortly.
Oh, yes, we will.
Some big news in... Actually, do you want to get to that straight? Maybe we'll get straight into that.
Okay.
The NFL is what I was going to go to first.
Yeah.
Now, we spoke about racist names a couple of weeks ago, Gab. You remember this?
Yes.
The Washington team changed their name. And anyway, they've come out today or yesterday in the past... I don't know, 24 hours. Gab, have you heard this yet?
Yeah.
Okay. So Washington, a football team in America, have gone and named themselves the Washington football team.
It's so good.
It's like, it's just insane. We know what you are. Come up with a better name.
We know the context, right, though?
Well, so we obviously know that they're not good at naming themselves. It's not like they've got a history good at naming themselves. So.
Okay, go. What are you going to say? Because I just assume they're all sitting around in a boardroom.
This is what LeBron said on his Twitter. He said, "Oh, they must have spent a lot of time in the boardroom on
that
one."
There you go.
But the idea is that they're going to involve the fans in naming the team. So they're going to give it 12 months.
12 years. We'll give it 12 years and see if it catches on.
They're going to give them 12 months, and then they're going to incorporate fans' input, and then they're going to come up with a new name, which will be for the 2020.
Remember when? In Australia, we got the local people to put in suggestions for the ferry, Manly Ferry.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was a vote, and it was Ferry McFerryface.
No, Bodie McBoatface, wasn't it?
Well, no, the Bodie McBoatface is in England. That was the first
one.
Oh,
okay, right.
England did it first, and then it just became a worldwide trend that if the public got the vote for something, it would be Football McFootball Team, you know?
We should change our name to 2SER Radio Show. Imagine that was our name.
Because Across the Park is just a little bit racist.
It's so racist.
But yes, Washington football team, no logo at all. Their colours are just like that same maroon colour that they've got. And, you know, it's interesting. I'm all right with it. I think it's a good way of transitioning from one team to another. If I had a name ready to go, it would have just sort of... You know, being no consultation, no fan input. You know, it's nice that they're going to sort of bring that in.
I suppose, but do you often involve fans in naming your team? If you could choose Parramatta's name, surely you wouldn't pick Eels.
Well, you know, Eels is what the menu it is.
Fair enough. Okay, you've got me there on the technicality.
You know, it's actually quite a nice name that reflects the local culture of the indigenous culture of Parramatta. So I'm fine with it. But it's not as a mascot. It looks a bit weird.
It makes sense, though, right? To to have the fans be a part of. I think it's nice.
I think so.
All right, I'll see myself out.
Goes over. We don't need you anymore, Joel.
That's fair enough. Good luck.
While we're on American sport news, just a quick one. The Major League Baseball just started. Mm-hmm. Opening day was like a couple of days ago, and they got Dr. Fauci, who was of course, the doctor. well known for being the head of, like, the health advisor for Trump, Dr. Fauci. He's like the one that Trump's been almost discrediting because he doesn't like what he says. But Fauci's a smart guy. He's actually telling everyone not to wear masks, and he's been leading this whole thing. So the Nationals, Washington.
Trump calls him an alarmist. Let's just look at that. Skeptical eyes.
Opening day, Washington Nationals, reigning champs, asked Fauci to throw the opening ball, which is like a big deal. Start the season, and it's quite poignant that he got to do it. He steps up to the plate with a mask on.
Yeah.
Good on him. Has a throw. It was, let me just say, if you've seen Mr. Burns on The Simpsons, it was a bit like that. It was like way over to the left. And it was just didn't hardly like roll past the plate.
He's done that John Howard
cricket.
Oh, wow.
It's all over the news.
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, God.
Yeah, poor guy.
Poor guy.
Like, I sort of think if you're asked to throw the opening pitch of the season, you maybe have a few goes out in the back. You know, just a couple. Doesn't have to be many. Just to sort of see that you can
it's
get it.
It's very hard to do. It's a long way.
Sure. Yeah, maybe that's the problem. I mean, a lot of pressure. I mean, you know.
A lot of pressure, yeah. Anyway. He's obviously a man of science. He doesn't need
well,
sport.
He would have known the trajectory and the force that he would have needed to
use. Oh, wow. It's really bad. It's really
Gabby
bad.
Has just seen it.
Anyway. Yeah, so American sport is sort of the NBA starts next week. Major League Baseball starts.
I thought NBA had already started, hadn't it?
Maybe it started this week.
They're playing at Disneyland. Is that right? They've set up a stadium in Disneyland.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's no crowds, obviously. No. And
it's a weird one.
Very strange.
We'll see how they go. Because they've just got to finish the season, though. So they're halfway through the season when it stopped. So
They've
still got a lot of the big games to come.
Speaking of NBA, I'm so late to the game, but I finally finished the Michael Jordan Last Dance documentary series.
Oh, good. I haven't finished watching
it's so
actually.
Good.
I've got like one episode left or something. I don't know why I've forgotten, but I keep forgetting to watch the end of it. But I know
it's
what happens.
It's really great.
What is his last dance? What does he go with?
Is it the Dolce? The what do they call it? The
I don't know. Does the chicken dance? That's how he finishes that show, doing the Nutbush.
The waltz.
No, I've not seen it, Gab. It's good.
It's so good, and I know I'm really late to the game, but I highly recommend it. It's a great sporting documentary.
Yes.
All right, I'll have to check it out. Although I never watched that other one you told me to watch, the cheerleading one, I think. Was that?
Oh, yeah, that's quite good. We're so late to the game. This.
These all happen in, like, March. Yeah.
Okay, checking 1800 sport. Here is... No. Okay, NRL. Can we go to Australian sport?
Yes.
Okay. This is from last weekend. We're so used to doing this on Thursday... that a game has actually been played last night. We're going to stick with last weekend for now.
Course you would.
Penrith finished round 10 on the top of the competition, although it has changed. But it came at a cost to the Cowboys. Paul Green is the third coach to go this year, being axed on Monday.
Three coaches are gone in this season. I think we lost two near the end of last season. So it's not only five coaches
Why
that have changed.
Why would they
bother? Why would you be a coach? Why would you be a coach?
Yeah. But like what? Like it's such a weird season. Like it doesn't really mean much. Like COVID's kind of just destroyed everything.
It does mean something. Like they're still playing.
It means
it
nothing
really
this
mean
year.
Much. Oh my God! Who was that?
Someone just came into the studio.
Oh, walking Gab. Did you see that?
That was Danny.
So we were professional and didn't mention it, but you had to.
Sorry, I just forget because it still feels like Zoom. I forget that this is a radio show.
He's one of the longest serving coaches at a particular club. In 2015, they had their minor premiership. I think they won in... Did they win in 2015 or 2016?
Yeah.
They made the finals in 2017. They lost to Melbourne. I think they've made the finals almost every year except for last year and probably wouldn't this year anyway.
And just such a harsh time of sacking a coach in this sort of season with so much tumultuous stuff going on. And the three are gone already.
Mm.
I feel
that's
bad
what
for
I mean though. Like, why would they bother? Like,
I don't know. And he's a good coach.
Yeah,
he's a good coach. He just
maybe
hasn't got the best team. Maybe.
See, I thought you were going to mention last week because your team won 48-0 last weekend.
Well, okay, we can get to that.
But that's been negated.
What
now.
Did I write here?
What did you write there, Joel?
The other game, the Tigers just getting home against Brisbane in a thriller, 48-0. That's what I wrote. 48-0. God, it was good. It was so good.
Rubbing that in. Of course, people who are listening now would know that last night, the Tigers played the Eels in Parramatta. I was there. And they went down. What was the score last night, Joel?
Oopsie daisies.
26-16.
Yes.
Parramatta.
Yes. So the Tigers went from a big win to a pretty ordinary loss last night.
I didn't think the Tigers were too bad, considering we had one player on the bench and you had your full strength side plus a referee, which helped.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
No, look, the Eels are a good team, but there's no doubt about that. And they're definitely a top four team, and they will finish either first or second. But
in a season that means a lot, right, Gabby?
What?
Yeah.
She's tuned out. She's watching Fauci's throw again. Okay.
I'm fully tuned out.
A couple of other things happened. Last week was quite a big week. Trent Barrett signed on to coach the Bulldogs.
Yep.
On a 3-year deal starting next year, though, because he's currently with the Panthers in sort of like a, I think he's like an attacking coach. And obviously Panthers are doing quite well as well, so he doesn't want to upset that. So he'll move over next year. Something else happened. What else happened? There's too much. It doesn't matter.
Something that's interesting. Something that is interesting. What else is interesting?
What is this song, Gab?
I don't know, but I like it.
I hope you saved that.
That's, I thought you guys had frozen, so I just kept singing.
No, we just didn't have anything to say.
That was beautiful.
I'm so used to talking and you guys being completely frozen from the internet that I just keep going. And then I'm like, oh.
In women's NRL, 6 of the 7 New South Wales league teams returned to footy last weekend after a 4-month hiatus.
Yep.
It's going to be a 7-round season, and the grand final will be played September 12, which is...
Oh, they're not playing it before the men's.
No, it's a real shortened season because it's only New South Wales. It's not with Queensland as well.
Yep.
So they've only just picked New South Wales teams. They've actually brought in some players from Queensland so they could get a go. Like, they're doing like a loan deal. They can come and play with some other teams.
They'll come to New South Wales and like it so much, they'll stay.
And they'll want to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That started last weekend. There's 7 teams, so one team obviously missed out, but they'll play this weekend. In AFL, every day now is going to be an AFL game.
Every
up
day.
Until round 12, I think maybe one or two days miss out, but it's just going to go Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I can't remember the rest of the days, but so on. And there's just always going to be an AFL game on at the moment.
Yeah, so squishing in the whole season. It's still a shortened season.
It's still short. This is only up until round 12.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen past that.
Oh.
So August, I think August 7 or 8 is when that is up to.
It's got to be a line ball for the AFL, obviously being Victoria-based. They must be thinking, oh, geez, we probably should cancel this season, but they just they can't afford to.
They're not playing in Melbourne anymore. They're playing
All moving up north. You know, obviously Victorian fans will just be gagging for it because they've got no sport to go to.
Yeah.
Which is sad for them. I do feel for them.
Yeah.
It's just such a weird time. Will this be a season that actually finishes up there? I don't know. Is the grand final up at Queensland?
Grand final in New South Wales.
Imagine that. That's just weird. Love it.
They've also had very little goals. This,
it's
obviously been the weirdest season since the World Wars.
Short
which you would have remembered
me. Oh yeah, of course. With my big grey beard.
So they have the Coleman medal race, which is the highest goal scorer. It's currently, the leaders are 15 goals to 2 players, Port Adelaide's Charlie Dixon and Sydney's.
Oh, 15 goals in the whole season.
The two leading goal scorers are 15 apiech.
Wow.
Each, sorry.
Which players have gotten one game sometimes.
Yes. Yes. 15 only. That's insane.
Because they're shortened games as well.
Yeah, so what, 16-minute quarters now rather than 20? Obviously, that affects it as well. But it's just, it's just a very strange year. GWS, who, have been making the finals the last few years in a row, obviously made the grand final last year against Richmond, who they play again this weekend. Grand final rematch, if anyone's interested. Still sitting, they've had 3 wins, 4 losses. They're sitting bottom of the table, looking terrible. They arguably have the best roster of any other club. And although they've had a few injuries, they had much worse injuries this time last year. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Is Gabby, are you talking? What are you doing, Gab?
Nothing.
But I'm watching you. What are you doing?
Can you see me?
I can see you. I've got a little, tiny little screen on my screen here. And I can see you. And you're doing this, like, mocking me. That's not how I talk. Is that how I talk? I don't know. I'll have to watch this back. Oh, man. I don't know. I've lost where I'm up to, Gav. Thanks. Doesn't matter. Swans also doing terribly. They lost 92-60 to Gold Coast Suns last weekend, and they're sitting third last. In soccer, Liverpool finally got to hold their trophy.
It was, I mean, we won the league a few weeks ago now.
Yeah.
But this was our game at Anfield, at home. We beat Chelsea 5-3. Big game, lost goals. But still, nobody in the ground. They did the trophy presentation. They did fireworks. They had confetti. They had the whole bang, the whole lot. Wow. Just for the photos, because the photos are great.
Yeah.
But there's no one there.
There's no one there. There's
Man,
no one
I really do feel for the team to go through this exciting moment and not have the fans there.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there's worse things going on in the world, but, you know, that's still, I do feel for it.
No, nothing is worse than that. Gab, agreed? Okay.
Agreed.
All right, let's play a game. Oh, no, actually, I just wanted to say as well, Milicic has stepped down from Matilda's coach as of now, I think.
It didn't last long.
No, well, I think he joined only last February.
Yeah.
But he was sort of on this deal that when there's going to be a new A-League club, another Sydney team, MacArthur FC, and he was always going to be the coach of that, so he's going to be coaching that. And this gives, you know, the Matildas a chance to get a coach who's going to be there full-time.
Yeah, okay.
So it's good. It's good. Gab?
Wait, I also have some news. Did you hear that Serena Williams and Natalie Portman are investing in a women's soccer team in LA?
I did hear about this. What does this involve?
So they've got people like, random people like Eva Longoria. I mean, it's not random at all, but famous women, startup tech women, I don't know, celebrities and everything. And they've founded this new female team. Hasn't got an official name or venue partner, but it's coming to LA in 2022. And I guess it's like investing in a new sporting franchise. Like they've created this female-led, female-run sports team with quite a few US female soccer players who are also invested as well. But yeah, it's pretty cool. I think it's the first of its kind. Very few female.
I always think, why would you invest in a sports team? Because I just feel like it's throwing your money away. But they've got money to burn, so I think they're good on them. That's a cool idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Game time. NW Magazine or something Joel made up.
NW Magazine.
Or something Joel made up. This is the game we played like when we very first started, I think.
Really?
Very similar to this.
I think since then, now all the magazines are gone. Like this week, they just announced
this is
all these.
So, eight of the world's most fact-based and peer-reviewed magazines will be permanently shut by Bauer Media.
Yep.
So, yeah, there I thought I'd bring this game back. So, I'm going to say a headline from NW Magazine. I think that's, is it New Weekly?
New Weekly,
okay,
yeah.
New Weekly. And you have to tell me if I made it up or it's NW Magazine.
This is a good one.
Thank you. I accidentally married my brother.
Oh, accidentally. I'm going to say this is New Weekly. True. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's not true or false. It's New Weekly or Joel.
Oh, okay. Oh. New Weekly.
Gab?
New Weekly or what? Sorry?
Joel. Me. You've met me.
Oh, New Weekly.
Oh, you made it up. I thought that was real.
I know.
I would have bought that magazine.
That's the idea.
New Weekly people listening to this are scribbling down. Oh, they don't have a job.
All right, here we go. Katie's $75,000 revenge and Suri's freaking out.
Katie's $75,000 revenge.
That's definitely New Weekly because Joel can't even say it properly.
Suri, isn't Suri like iPhone?
No, Suri, Katie and Tom Cruise's
kid.
Don't you read these magazines?
No! Is that New Weekly? Yeah, okay.
Clooney's secret love child with Kim.
Kim.
New
Kardashian.
Weekly.
We're going to say Joel because that's all wrong.
Joel is correct. Sorry, Gab. I made that one up. Oh. Gaga warns Jen, don't eat that pasta.
Joel.
Don't eat that pasta. Sure. What does that even mean?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
You always eat pasta.
I'm glad you don't do headlines for anyone.
Wild Miley's deadly divorce diet.
Oh, this diet thing. Yeah, it's probably real. New Weekly.
Because Gab?
Joel.
No, it's actually New Weekly. You got to write me.
My wife's taken to watching videos of people's diets. It's like a thing. They go through their day. Oh, I eat this and then I eat this.
Oh, that's on Vogue. I think that's Vogue. No, Harper's Bazaar. It's so good. I'm really into watching.
Are you into it too? Ah, I just don't get it.
Grimes eats the weirdest things.
Oh, yeah. She showed me Grimes. She eats these weird energy things, balls or something.
Yeah, she puts like tablets, like energy tablets. Yeah, it's just, it's very strange. But it's great.
Okay. Well, that's the end. We did it. We got through a show.
Yay. Welcome back.
Okay.
Well done, guys, doing your first studio since COVID.
Thank you, Gabby.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
We'll have you back soon, too. All three of us.
Maybe.
Maybe. You like being at home, don't you, Gabby? You don't want to ever leave.
Yeah, I do.
All right. We got to wrap it up. Goodbye.
Stay sporty.
Bye.
Bye.